Actually, I wasn't involved with the appraisal.
That's my heathen. Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
At the time this value was changed, I was not involved, and I'm not familiar with this particular. The address is 3201 Brentford Road. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Normally, our company, if we feel that it's being tilled, if it's still farmland, but then you've said also you don't have farmland in Smyrna. So
she says we do have one or two properties in here. She's saying one.
Okay. And normally we will put a higher assessment if it has some site improvements, curbing, and the utilities already started, that sort of thing. So I would have to look into this particular property. Otherwise, you know, I'm not certain why that higher value.
It has none of that yet, ma'am.
I'm not familiar with this, so I need to do some research on that for you, sir.
That is, if you make sure we have contact information, we have your letter down there, and then they'll research it.
Well, in my cover letter, I summarized the documentation in this case, and there's been a number of discrepancies, but I just want to read to you, so it's on the record, what I am requesting from the board. Number one, void the tremendously inflated assessment of $1,208,100 and the consequent tax bill. Two, direct that the property be realistically reassessed per current usage. And three, the property taxes owed based on a realistic reassessment be effective at whatever date the board determines to be justifiable. I've also made some observations and recommendations, which I'd like to share with you. Because of the discrepancies and deficiencies in this case, for which there has been neither acknowledgement nor apology, and based on my career experience in public service, including the elected positions of council member and mayor, I submit the following. One, since the benefit of doubt must always be given to an addressee who claims non-receipt of a mailing in the absence of hand delivery, a certificate of mailing, or certified mail, then the town should request the addressee's acknowledgement of receipt or else use certified mail. Two, an oversight committee should be established to assess the credibility of the firm that conducts property assessment work for the town. Three, it appears that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Mr. Marco has been allowed to act as a loose cannon. It is recommended that his correspondence be both monitored by his supervisor and coordinated with the town manager. Please advise if further information is needed. We thank you for your consideration and solicit your equitable decision in this matter. Does anybody have any questions at this time? Thank you.
Now, at this point, the committee essentially has. Now, the three members of the committee, Councilwoman White, Vice Mayor Rayner, and Councilman DeFeo, the three of you have.
We don't count him.
Memphis, are you sitting on? I know you came in just late. Are you one of the council members who is sitting on this committee? Wonderful. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Captain Sedmon, just leave.
Yes.
I think he believed we were done.
That he presented his case, and I think he left it for us to make a determination.
Okay.
But we'll listen to you, Barrett.
I think what we got here is we have to send us back to CRT for the documentation.
CLT.
So just as an overview of how this is basically going to work, in speaking with Terry just now, in the charter, basically the committee that hears these is supposed to be composed of at least three members of council, meaning that there can be more members of council. You're to make a recommendation, and then the entire council at that point needs to vote on whether to accept your recommendation or not with regards to this appeal. Now, specifically with regards to this appeal, the things that you need to consider is that there's a presumption that weighs in favor of the assessment that was done, meaning that the town, there's a presumption indicating that the town's assessment was valid. So Mr. Sedmont has the opportunity to show that it was invalid for some way. I understand that he has not been happy. Again, Valerie, is this being recorded?
Yes.
Okay, so this is, you know, all public record. I understand that he's not happy. At the same time, and I wish you were here to have heard this, that, you know, he needs to be able to rebut this presumption. He needs to be able to present evidence as to why his property should be valued a different way through a different method at a different value. He has not done that. That said, because we because at this point the appraiser wasn't, I'm guessing, given the information prior to this meeting as she should have been perhaps. You know, she's going to need to go back and find out some of this information. You know, it's not anybody's fault. There's just something, you know, we need more information in order to do something like this. To do that, it's likely that we'll probably need to have another hearing, or at least consider this hearing held open until such time as that the members of the committee can hear the information. I'm guessing that that probably could be done via telephone or something so that you don't have to come down.
Yes.
And then he would have, you know, perhaps the opportunity to rebut whatever information she presents. And so I guess at this point there's not really a whole lot that's been resolved. This is going to be held open, and I don't know when – what time frame do you think you can have more information as to why this parcel was appraised the way that it was appraised?
I'm going to need to speak with someone. I'm not sure how Smyrna handles this if you don't normally have farmland. If he tills, do you have someone that will go out and verify that? Do we have to do that? Is he actually tilling this land? Did he show proof of that?
Normally what we do is everything that he said is correct to a point that we normally do. But if we can come to an agreement tonight of what we think that land is and make the assumption and the agreement and go forward to save the money, to pay you, to go back out there and recheck. He didn't give us any information to rebut. He didn't do anything except accuse, you know.
Yeah.
And normally we don't have another meeting. It's usually, if we have something like this, we get the facts, we let CLT go back, they present it to us, and then we present it to council, so council has it next council meeting. They could discuss and approve then. That's normally what we do. But
Just as legal counsel, you know, we need to just make it very clear that without having an opportunity for the committee to find out this information and have that put into the public record as to why it was evaluated the way that it was evaluated, what method was chosen, things of that nature, that if this were to be appealed to the Superior Court afterwards, it is likely that, you know, there could be issues there that the judge who would be reviewing this case could see that the record was improper, that it wasn't established enough, and they could remand it. The other issue here is that, you know, if possible, it would be just to come to a compromise with.
That's what we do.
And, you know, it's something, again,
very fair.
Unfortunately, he left right now, you know, but that would be perhaps optimal so that, you know, this matter could get resolved right now, is that, you know, if you could come to a compromise with him, whatever that be, you know, in the best interest of the town. You know,
the difference
great.
In the pricing, I don't believe that we would have come to a compromise at this point.
No.
Because it's too much of a difference.
Well, you know,
normally we're talking less than $50,000 and we can compromise. But
well, and I guess in my opinion, compromise can take different forms. You know, one thing that I would perhaps look at, if it were me again, this is up to you, but is to say, you know, perhaps the land isn't developed quite yet. That appraisal is perfect for the upcoming year, perhaps not for this year, or you know, to reach some median point for this year, but going forward, it's going to be appraised at whatever value that is. And I think, you know, you need to be careful that a compromise doesn't have lasting effects. I don't think that there should be a compromise that this appraisal be, you know, permanently diminished forever. I mean, that certainly is not fair, but I guess I would say think outside the box, perhaps.
I don't think that it's fair to assess the property as a development when it's not a development.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, she is willing to go back and look at it. So
I don't
that,
know.
I mean, it very well may have been done incorrectly.
And,
or
and I guess, and that's one other thing that should be discussed right now, is that if the town is going to grant the appeal and make him happy for, you know, basically satisfy his concern for right now, if the town is willing to do that, then, you know, it's not necessary to go back and look at the appraisal information and stuff, because he's not going to be appealing anything. He's going to be appeased. And so, you know, that certainly.
But they don't have to come out and reassess it again. They can look at their.
Exactly. They don't need to come out.
Here's the acreage. It's 30 acres, and there was 30 acres sold to another developer down the road. And his house may be worth $400,000.
No,
no, he said it's all.
It just needs to be presented why it was done the way that it was.
He said he's on his own. He didn't sell it all, is what he was saying, is that he's still right there.
He took off his parcel.
Yeah.
That's not part of the overall end.
Not the part of the 30 acres. No.
Janice, what's 35, 34 acres valued at in the town of Smyrna? Just Do you know off the top of your head what
your next question?
Normal land?
I mean, normal land tillable.
Farmland would, I would say his assessment probably would be right. If would the city be willing to, or the town of Smyrna be willing to keep it at this, and then if the approval goes through like next year, I mean it's the worth of the future benefits of this property. You know, if he's going to sell off all these lots, he has a potential for a lot of income there.
That's right.
Yeah, so that $23,100, if you would keep it for this year and maybe look into it and then we could raise it again next year, I don't know what the town's stance is on that. I'm coming in new, you know, I haven't been here for a number of years.
Just another thing is that he was never previously in the town of Smyrna.
Right, right.
And when he became...
He brought it in to subdivide and make money.
Yeah, when he brought it in the town of Smyrna, you had to factor in the fact that you were previously in the county, and you didn't have to pay Smyrna taxes, but now when you become part of Smyrna, you have to figure that you're part of the town of Smyrna, and you have to pay based on your valuation of the land. And if it's 34 acres within the town of Smyrna, you know, that $3,000-$4,000 an acre puts it up there.
But it's yet, but...
$30,000 or $40,000.
My question and concern is that was the assessment done based on the fact that it will be developed and subdivided? If that were the case, where it was... looking into the future, that we're going to assess this now at $1.2 million because next year it's going to be subdivided. I don't think that's fair for this year because the property is not at this time subdivided, so I don't believe that the assessment should be based on the subdivision.
Well, my question would be, it was brought into the town of Smyrna and it has to have some type of zoning, so how is it zoned? You said there's no farms.
It's R2, I believe.
R1.
R1?
What's R1?
Low density residential.
So what would the minimum have been on
R1? Pardon? So it would have been assessed as an R1 property.
Yes. So why
as a whole?
He didn't challenge that when it was.
But was it assessed as one R1 property or a cluster of R1 properties there?
Well, that's low density.
It should be one.
It should be one. So then based on that, then what would the value be? Would the value still have been the $1.2 million?
It would be cost. One is the lowest density, so you get the biggest lot in an R1.
Right, but if it's a 30-acre lot and it's R1, would the assessment be different if it was 29 acres? Yeah, 29 lots on 30 acres. Yeah. Would the subdividing the acreage into separate parcels make a difference in the appraisal? I think that's what we're overall trying to figure out.
That's what we're going for. Sure it would.
Yeah.
Right, but that hasn't been done yet. So,
but that's what it was assessed at.
Exactly.
That's what it was assessed at, though.
And when did this value go? This isn't something that we just did this last quarter, correct? Yeah. Okay, so I wasn't involved in this. I'm not sure at what point that happened or why. So, other than that, I need to look into it. I guess.
Why would we change it if it came into R1? If he turned around and sold tomorrow, is he selling it for tillable land? No, he's selling it for R1, right?
Yeah. Especially out on Brentford Road, because
yeah, so
that's
why,
all.
Why
that's
we take
all,
the hit?
Yeah.
But did you answer the question?
I wouldn't take the hit.
No, I'm not. But what's the hit?
If we assess it back down to tillable land,
But if you kept it as R1, maybe this is part of that compromise. You kept it as R1, as one lot, as opposed to R1 and being 30 lots or 29 lots, which we said would be worth more than if it was one lot. Because as the 30 lots, then there's that grading earning potential for him if he sold that. And we really can't, well, you can, you said we can. We can look at the future, but we're interested right now in what's taking place today.
I would say value-wise, we probably have it at about 50% of what the potential is, because I would think that an acre lot, is that what he would need, like the people would need to build an acre?
Yes.
Would probably go for about 75. And if you take
29 lots he was approved for.
129.
Okay.
129 lots,
so
and that's not R1 then.
It's either R1 or R2.
Doesn't.
I know that.
It can't be R1 for that.
Be
R1
with 129.
So if he turned around and sold this property today, he's got a nice chunk of change. He's not selling farmland.
Absolutely, yeah. And we would
the
have
thing
it.
Of it is he was the one that chose to annex. He was the one that chose to come into the town. If he stayed where he was, he wouldn't have any, that's what he would be now. He would be farm or agriculture. I guess he would have been, right, agriculture. But this is what kind of upsets me. The developers and all have these stars in their eyes. They come out, buy the property, subdivide it, and they're going to make all this money, but they don't want to pay anything in between. And I think if they're going to come and ask to be annexed, if they're going to ask for rezoning, then they need to be they need to pay for the rezoning. They need to pay the price that anybody else in that category would pay.
Okay, well, Memphis, I want you to represent me well. I'm leaving now. Can you handle this now?
Refer
your name to Captain Sedgman when you talk about it.
I don't think.
So how much? I'm sorry. I just walked in. So how much is he being appraised for?
$1.2 million.
We're asking him to pay $1.2 million.
That's his assessment.
Okay. And what is
it's
he?
County is assessment prior to him being annexed to the town of Smyrna was 23.1. So he got a big jump, but the town of Smyrna gave him what he asked for. He wanted building lots, and he got, what did you say, 129 of them? That's what he asked for.
But he just doesn't want to pay for it, that's all. I just don't see why you would agree to do anything else with it right now. He didn't give us any proof. He didn't give us anything on his side. Now, we have worked with developers who said, hey, we'll reduce that amount on phase one, phase two, phase three. When you break ground, when you put a road in, we're going to start to up it. But let's come to a compromise. We'll bring it down. When you break ground, we're going to increase it. And most of the developers are like, yeah, that's fair, because they started phase one, but they didn't start phase two or three yet. Mm-hmm. So we compromised. You know, do you want to compromise here?
Did you say that the 129 lots have been approved?
When you go to sell that property, wouldn't you sell it as, hey, they're already approved, you know. I mean, there's a lot of money there.
Well, he presented a good case for walking out, but then we didn't get to rebut, so.
That's a problem I have. He turned around and walked out of here.
he
turned around and walked out of here, so how do you compromise with an empty chair?
Yeah, you can't rebut at all.
And to be honest, I've only seen his letter once, and when I did get the letter, we did reply back saying, please show up for such and such today. And I didn't do the appraisal on this lot either. So, whatever he was talking about.
Okay, let's see this.
That came from him, and it was our.
Oh, okay. So, the amount that we're asking him to pay is $1.2 million?
No, that's the assessment.
That's the assessment.
I think we're asking to pay $3,280.53, right? Is that the number I took off of here?
$3,280.53.
And he wants to pay less than that?
He wants to pay appraised value of $48,000.
Because that's what the county appraised.
$23,000.
That's what it was appraised at.
Pat, here you go. That's his. If you look at the first paragraph, there's a number there.
Did they basically one?
This breaks down. I took $1.2 million and divided by 129 lots.
That's what I was going to do.
$9,302 a lot.
That's it? Because we usually have $60,000 to $70,000 a lot.
Yeah, but this is before you put in any roads or curbs.
Maybe that's phase two.
You won't like it when you
break down. Yeah, maybe that's phase two.
If he only owes $3,200, I would. I own 1 acre and I pay almost 15.
If they're only being appraised at $9,000 an acre, then this is where I wouldn't deal at all, because we dealt with the builders or developers that had $60,000 and $70,000 lots, and we agreed to drop them to $20,000 and $40,000. We did that last year. Meter only $9,000. Is that what it comes out to?
$9,302.
Is that how many lots? 129 lots.
129 lots divided into $1.2 million.
Do you guys have a recommendation yet?
My recommendation is that we leave it where it is.
I'll second that.
All in favor, raise your hand.
Well, I didn't hear the recommendation.
To leave it where it is.
Yeah, unless we get more information from him.
At 3280. Now, all in favor, raise your hand.
Time out.
Council has a problem.
Again, when I speak, I am not expressing an opinion either way about... All I am saying is that if this were to be challenged, we need to show on the record why it was appraised the way that it was, so that when a judge reviews the record, they can look at something and say, this is what the town did, this is why it was appraised as residential property, and because it was appraised this way, you know, the town's decision was correct. We need to have something like that on the record. Now, whether you vote or not tonight, you know, is up to you, but I'm just saying, if you are to vote tonight on this without getting on the record why it was appraised the way that it was appraised, it is likely that this could be subject to being overturned if he were to appeal this to the Superior Court.
The reason I made the recommendation is because he came to the town and requested to be in the town limits to be annexed. He had the zoning changed. He went from agriculture, one piece of property, to a development with 129 lots. We subdivided the 129 lots into the appraised value. It comes out to a little over $9,000, which I don't believe there's a lot in the area that you can purchase for that price. And that's the reason it was appraised the way it was.
But, Garrett, what you're saying is you're recommending, make sure I got this right, that we look into this further and find out why it was appraised that way, correct?
I think we need to find out from the appraiser why that it was appraised this way. With due respect to the mayor, I'm not disagreeing with anything that you just said. But, you know, just to make sure that it comes from the appraiser, just so that we create the record we need to create. Now, to do that, we would perhaps have to have another hearing of this sort. You know, it doesn't need to be a three-hour-long block. It would just be, it could even be just right before a council meeting coming up, you know, where he would have the opportunity to come and hear what was said. And having said all this, the way I understand it is that this is just a recommendation which then goes before council anyways. And so then council would need to make a decision, and then perhaps he could also make an appeal to council at that time. So, again, you are free to act how you have acted, but these are just things that you need to be aware of that could happen. Yes, Valerie.
In the past, what we've done is make the suggestion, or I don't recall if we voted on it, but that we ask the assessor to go ahead and look into it. And then if the finding is A, then this is what we want to happen. If the finding is B, then this is what we want to happen. So, you know, in this case, maybe, you know, the mayor's recommendation would be ask the assessor to look into it. If her findings remain the same, then this board has agreed already that it remains the same.
Okay, let me
Bill, stop laughing down there.
No, I think what we have here is you're going to have to go step by step. He had a presentation, and it sounded good, but then when you look at, he had to come to the town and request annexation, number one. Number two, the town responded. What did he ask for? Did we give him what he asked for? Step by step, how we arrived at that, and that's probably how we arrived at $1.2 million, is we gave him exactly what he asked for. And I think if we're going to deny his appeal, then we should have step-by-step how we arrived at $1.2 million.
Now, granted, let's say we do what we're asking CLT to do, and they come back and say, you know what, we made a terrible mistake. It is $5.2 million. Hey, I'm just saying, that's possible.
And it could happen, yes.
Yeah, and then that's from there. Do we go back, or do we stay forward? Or are we even going to look at last year's tax?
You've already taxed him.
No, he hasn't paid.
You've already given an assessment of that amount.
He has no, but he's asked us to go back and look at it. And if we come back with a higher assessment, well, then we come back with a higher assessment. But the question I'm asking also, do we want to go back and repeal his last year's taxes? Because that's right now we're aggressively going after this money that he owes us. If you're going to go back and say, yes, let's change it or challenge it or leave it the same, we would want to know that also. Because he had the appeal time to come to the last quarterly appeal when he was assessed then. And
he said he had a short notice. We don't know that.
He said he received no notice from what I gather from his... This is just his own words. I don't know.
Correct.
I don't see any way that it's going to go down for less than $9,000 a lot.
What if CLT comes back for
$20,000?
Huh?
He'll sell for twice that.
Oh, are you kidding me? You better say 10 times that amount. Most of the lots in the town of Smyrna are going for $60,000.
60 times 129 is $7,740,000. That's what I'm saying, he has the potential.
But also, there's no road.
So the 1.2 million would be a fractional assessment based on, you know,
there'd be a lot of money put out there to make the lots.
I had a chance years ago.
Maybe that's the interim assessment.
12 acres in Delaware.
Which kind of makes sense.
I can't testify to the rates that were used or how that was come up, you know, how we came up with that because I wasn't involved in the process. I can look into that and, you know, respond an email to James or however, you know, the council wishes. But I need to research. I really don't know. But that seems like a fair value because that's a fractional assessment of his potential, future potential benefits of this property. Yes.
But if that makes you feel better to, I mean, majority, if that makes you feel better to go back to the assessor, but I think it's kind of foolish because, I mean, the guy's getting a fantastic deal, but.
Unfortunately, it's a situation where they're building houses and nobody's running roads right now, but that's the chance he took.
That's right.
It's a good deal for him, but if he's not convinced it's a good deal, as counsel said, he may go running to Superior Court.
That's fine. I think we still have enough to back us up. There's not a lot around here you can buy for $9,000.
But we still need to go step by step and show how we arrived at that figure. So
okay. That's your recommendation. That's the committee's recommendation that they want to do some more research, ask the appraiser. It's just another step.
Well, we're going to get it, but
okay. Make that. All in favor? I made the motion. Is there a second?
What was the motion?
Well, what's the motion?
I want you to recommend
to do the step-by-step, go back to the appraiser and find out how they reached the conclusion, and then we're going to have another.
And what sort of a response? Just is an email fine to James, or do I need? Okay. Okay.
Is that good, Barrett?
Again. We're going to meet again when?
When you say.
How about the next meeting?
Council meeting.
Yeah, we should do it before the election.
Yeah, 7 o'clock before the council meeting.
And will you be available to speak on at that point, perhaps?
Whatever's required. It's fine.
So whether you come up with the 1.2 or the 1.0, whatever it is, whatever any of you come up with, $10 million, whatever you came up with, as long as you can back it up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And do you think we should talk to him first?
Can we vote on this? And because we're all going to forget what the motion is again.
Well, Mr. Sedmont walked out. Maybe just send him a note in the mail or something.
Make sure you get a return receipt.
Well, what I'm saying is before we go through all this, should we tell him what the alternatives may be? And he may say, okay, I'll take this.
Well, we can let him know through the mail that we're working on his package, you know.
I think that's a good idea. I will send him a letter,
certified and regular, that we are working on his appeal process, and we will know on the next council meeting at 7 o'clock. We'll have our findings.
Well, what Pat's saying though is, should we tell him we're willing to do what you ask to evaluate this, but please keep in mind that there may have been an error made somewhere, and you very well could have your assessment go up to $5 million versus staying where you are at 1.2. That's what she's saying. Should we at least give him the opportunity before? No. Okay. James, he's hard. I thought I was bad.
There were people that came up before questioning that their appraised value back in 06 and their assessed value, that we appraised them or assessed them too low. And when I explained it to the people, like, this is what you're asking. This is for taxes. If you were seriously asking us to look into us, we will find the answer for it. And they were like, oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Take it out. Yeah, and they all backed out. And I was like, okay, as long as you know, it can go either way.
Right.
There's not another appeal. It's our findings, and that's it. And that's what we go for. You guys recommend, and you guys vote. Correct?
Yeah.
So you need a response by what date? I'm sorry. Your next meeting's when?
April 19th.
19th. Okay.
But that's correct, right?
From what I understand is that at that point, you would come back with your findings. The committee would then be able to vote on it. Then it would go to the council, and the council would have the ultimate authority by majority vote. There's some question about whether he would have an opportunity to present his case again before the council, and if no one's opposed, it's always better to let them present their case. I don't think anything's going to change to make the case any better. you know, but by doing that, if he were to appeal, you can just take away another ground of his appeal, you know, for him saying that he didn't have an adequate opportunity or something. You could remove that by just letting him, if he wants, present his case before counsel again. And so,
okay, so then the motion remains the same. You want me to repeat it again?
I was going to say, somebody else ask her. I'm not asking again.
The motion is for James to send a letter out and tell him that it is we're looking into it, it's being reconsidered, and that he has to have an answer back to James before
April 19th.
That CLT will have an answer back to
that. Oh, okay. We'll have an answer back. And then we will have to have another meeting before the council meeting on April 19th.
At 7.
Okay. Tony, second.
You can third it.
Okay. All in favor, raise your hand.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Boy, this felt like a council meeting.
Mom always told me vinegar goes nowhere. Honey goes a lot further.
Remember that, James.
Yeah, I would think it's important to have all your ducks in order, because when you're talking about that type of money, and more than likely it's going to be a big possibility if he doesn't get his way, he's going to take it higher. That when that they look at it, they're going to be looking at it out of different eyes than us. They're going to be looking for any loopholes or anything that didn't happen, and you know, we can get penalized for that. So
I'm going after everybody.
Nobody.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you. You are? Are you here for the proceeding? Okay. Would you like to speak up? Yeah, step up to the microphone and give your name and address.
My name is Dana Watte. My address is 812 Fayette Road, Smyrna, Delaware.
Spelling your last name?
Watty.
Okay, tell everybody.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He came back in 2006.
Right.
In 2006, when he came, he tried to present his case saying that his house with the lowest grade, was it? Smallest?
No, that's incorrect. I compared my houses to the other houses in the neighborhood.
Right.
And the properties of similar value, similar square footage, and by the same builder.
Right. And but they all had sunrooms, yours didn't, and yours is appraised $100,000 more.
No.
Oh.
But
sorry.
You're close. You're
okay,
close.
Go ahead, James, forget it.
No, he's very close. It was $100,000. That was my mark. My argument at the time was I was showing you asked us to bring some proof or whatever. I brought properties that were on the water, et cetera, and that were assessed at less than my value. But the argument was that mine was assessed at fair value, and everybody's was. And my thing in the very beginning was I am happy to pay the taxes because I know the town needs it. If we're all assessed apples to oranges was the big thing that I said I disagree with. And that was my big argument. There were houses that were assessed for less than mine on the water, on Lake Drive, that everyone here knows could sell for double what mine could sell for, number one. And I had the addresses and everything with me at the time. My biggest thing, though, just staying on with my house, my developer, Anderson Homes, in my exact house, I showed similar properties, which the company was here that assessed our values, did not even understand what I was talking about when I was talking about the front of the house. They have different elevations. The elevations I showed and the blueprints of the same exact house as mine was assessed at $100,000 less than mine. Identical house, except the front looks different. But the blueprint and the walk of the house is identical. No different rooms, no different anything. Today, I just got an assessment on a deck that I built. I got about $1,500 in materials, was assessed at $4,300, but it's a deck. You guys do takeoffs. I know what takeoffs are. I'm a CPA, so we do takeoffs valuations. I understand how all that works. But again, I'm here for the apples to apples thing. There's been several foreclosures in our neighborhood, which you're aware of. Anderson Homes, even though they were called the premier builder, they did a lot of shoddy work. I have one house here that was one of the vendors for Anderson Homes that is for sale in our development right now. It's the exact same home as mine. This guy has premium floors, premium interior. He has decks. The entire basement was finished by the builder. Also, he has an additional in the back, which is almost 1,000 square feet more than my house. From the front, it looks the same. But if you go off to the side where my house cuts off, his goes back 16 feet and across 20. Three floors, that's about 950 square feet. I have a sunroom on my house. And that's what I was saying at the time. It looks like my house is bigger than it is because it has a sunroom on it. It was one of the things that if we didn't do it then, they move your house to a different part of the lot and you can't get it. So we decided to go ahead and spend the money at the time when we built. It is about, it's 13 by 15, so it's about 200 square feet. So the other house is about 700, in all reality, I did measurements this weekend, 750 square feet more than mine. And it's selling right now for $335. It's been for sale for 4 months and it hasn't moved. And hadn't had very many people looking at it that I know of. Another house that is for sale, same development. This house was about $25,000 less than mine. Yeah.
What's the address on the first house?
720 Dorchester.
And the second house?
The second house is 732 Dorchester. This one is a different house, same builder. They're all similar in square footage. This one is a little bit smaller than ours. Again, it has a full deck on the back. This has a full fence. This one just sold about 2 years ago from the original owner, who actually dropped the price $100,000 because they could not sell the house. And it is for sale right now for $285,000. This house sold, again, for about $25,000 less than ours when we purchased our home. There's another one that just went up for sale that's the exact same house as ours. It even looks just like ours at the exit to our development. Just went up for sale. It went up for sheriff sale, and then I don't know if the bank got it or who got it. Right now it's listed for Century 21. It's listed for about $300,000. My house is assessed at about $370,000. I'm not asking for anything except for my assessment to be based at what the town is saying, fair value, of what I could sell my house for. These houses are selling, same ones, sitting here, not moving, for a lot less than mine's assessed for. That's all I got.
What CLT said at the time was, when he came in, is that, yes, we appraised your house correctly, and we appraised everyone else's wrong. If they come in, we'll reassess them. And that's the answer he got, and he's like, wait a minute, that's not fair. I'm surprised you didn't come back last year.
Well, I didn't know about the last year until, I guess, my wife actually pulled me aside. This time of year, I'm very busy. Yeah. I don't even read the paper or watch the news or anything. My wife actually told me about this, or I probably wouldn't be here today. So, and again, I know we're all in the same boat. I agree with what's happening. We had to reassess the properties. We need the money for the town. But I don't agree with such a range for the same exact properties. And we're in the same development. We're not even in different parts of town or anything. So, now, some of them are a lot bigger than my house. They're right on the water. I'm with you. But I'm landlocked across the street where these other similar houses are, and I should be where theirs are. That's all I'm asking.
So when you say you should be where theirs are, what would you like?
I would like mine to be lowered to what these are considered the fair market value, which the town says that we are valued at.
Well, you gave us several different prices, so where are you trying to go?
Well, this one is, yes.
How would that compare to yours?
Yeah. It is just smaller than ours in square footage. Same builder. Again, it has some additions on it. The entire thing is bricked in the front.
Okay, and James, this is the current assessment in this book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 732 Dorchester is $281,600.
Less than what it's selling for. Just under what it's selling for.
And there's a good
thing right there. If you look at the prices from Anderson when we bought it, that was about $25,000 cheaper than mine. So that would put mine right now at about $305,000.
720 Dorchester, is that 347?
And that's, like I said.
What did you say? Yours would be 325 or 305, you said?
Well, what I was saying, the one that she just said, 325?
She said 281, 600, and 340, 100.
The 340?
347, 100.
The 347, 100? That one is the one that's 720 square feet more than mine with a ton of additions. It also has...
What were you saying yours is worth?
Oh, I was saying I would think it's right around 335, whatever you guys think is fair for the same properties. Yes.
That's what I was wondering. What's he at now?
He's at 361.3.
Oh, I just got a new one that was 369 something.
He is, if you take the parcels, his address is 812.
Yep.
He takes 816, 817, 820, 821, 825. So it would be the even numbers, right? Within his area, mm-hmm. He is only one of... One is 389.
He is 361. All the other ones are left. Mm-hmm.
Their
values
are all left.
How much?
They range from
274
to
389. Now, there's a couple really big ones. There's only a couple, though. And then there's two or three that are on the water on the corner that actually have lake access. So I can understand those being higher.
So you're asking...
Do you happen to know the addresses of the ones that have...
No. I could run home and check. I mean, it's not that big of a development. It's only 40 houses.
But you're also asking to lower it to whatever they agree upon, plus to have you back to 06.
That would be reasonable. I only want what's reasonable. I'm not asking to lower mine lower than anybody else's or anything. I just want what's reasonable.
We should have done that in 06.
Would you be satisfied with 325?
Absolutely.
You want to go back 2 years and credit him or no? We can go forward. I'm okay with going forward. It's just more paperwork on my end. So if you want to go forward, that's fine.
I think we have to.
Go forward?
Credit him or go forward?
Go forward.
And then assessment, what you said, 325? Mm-hmm. Is that good?
That's excellent. I'm good with that.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, you can't. You made the motion.
You've got to make the motion. I'll second it. Easy, man.
All in favor of making, of changing his assessment to 325, Valerie? Bill?
Valerie? You got a motion?
And a second. Yes. All in favor, 325? Any opposed? 325.
Thank you. Do I need to do anything else?
No. Right.
Have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You came later, but you can't do everything.
Surprised he didn't come back last year.
He caught me giving him the evil. I was giving him the evil eye and he caught me.
I don't think it was much in dollar wise, but I remember when he came in and they told him, no, sorry, if everybody else comes back in, we'll reassess them higher. And I was like, okay.
Is there more scheduled to come in?
No, nobody's really scheduled to come in. What Valerie was also suggesting is that from now on, skip this. Basically, they have to send us a letter saying that they are going to come, and then we'll schedule it. If they don't give us a letter, then why waste our time?
Yeah.
I think that would be good also just mm-hmm. to be able to give the appraiser a fair heads up so that she could properly prepare knowing what was coming up on the slate versus researching however many properties there are in the town that are potential.
I'll work on that the next couple months and get it done.
And it would give us a chance to go out and take a look, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dorchester, are those townhouses?
No.
No, I'm trying to figure.
Right off Carter's Road. Used to be a drainage ditch, and they widened that drainage ditch and made it part of the lake.
You know where Cottage Hill Acres is? Cottage Hill, you know, the ones that are on the lake. And then this was the new part that backed up to Carter's Road.
Okay, I know what you mean then.
So what's your Wi-Fi password for town?
Oh, God. That was the secret password.
Okay. I'm such a strong
one. Actually, it's...
I thought 28 East Mount Vernon was sold.
Yes, it was.
So why is he asking for...
I think he's looking for a refund of taxes that he has paid in.
Huh.
someone says that they're appraised at 50% of their 2006 values, do you require an appraisal as proof? I mean, they're just saying that. Is there an actual physical appraisal, or they're saying?
I think theoretically, if they're going to challenge this, they need, the burden is on them to show that what the there's a presumption that what the town has done or the appraiser has done is accurate, and the burden is on them to provide evidence to the contrary. In my opinion, you know, anyone can state that it's been appraised at this. You know, they would need to show something more substantial than that. Now, you know, I don't know if this is.
Who has the figures? Does somebody have a book with the figures in them? Jane, what is 229 231 North Main and 28 East Mount Vernon Street?
I know East Mount Vernon Street. That's the apartment complex.
I know. Right? We know where they are, but what are they? Do you have the figures for what they're?
You just had that book.
Bill, do you have it?
There.
What did he sell that building for? Do you know?
221 First Main Street.
228 East. I want to know what he sold it for. That's what I want to know.
229.
229? What?
I was asking the address.
28.
No way.
Number again?
28. I guess next time we'll have to bring our laptops where we can pull up the sales.
C&M properties. Mm-hmm. Current valuation, $1,174,600. Those are addresses within that, I guess, building numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have the same current valuation, $1,174,600.
Can you ask Steve if he knows what that sold for?
Paid?
What? Yeah.
CMM sold for?
Yeah.
And the other one you want is?
Yeah, 229-231.
North Main?
Uh-huh.
North Main, C&M Properties. It's 445.
That one's the, you know, where Halpern I out on Glenwood.
Mm-hmm. What's the credit union? Now it's right directly behind it.
Uh-huh. The big, nice looking building. It has an auction sign.
Yeah, I originally sold that property that was there, and then
that's
built
a new
that.
Building.
Yeah.
That's a new building.
You sold the old house.
Yep, the old house. Taylor's.
Should
Hi.
So on both of these, he's just looking for past. Is that what he was looking for?
I'm really not sure. That would be a question for James.
When you get the valuation there, that's the current assessment, but you get the sale price, right?
I'm sorry?
You're looking for the sale price?
I'm just curious to know what it went for.
Speculators built the buildings.
Both of these properties have
Nobody
been severely devalued since 2006 and are only appraised at 50% of their 2000.
How are they severely devalued?
I think they're just saying with the market crashing, they're now only worth half of what they were worth once upon a time.
Worth half the money just put into them?
James.
No, he doesn't.
You don't have
what,
the sale
what
price.
What do you think of that?
Same thing I thought of the other thing. Sorry.
Oh, you can't click and get it?
No.
You don't have your laptop with you, do you?
I don't see why we would even want to look up anything else to help him.
Because it may not be helping him.
Well, that's a good point, but... I wouldn't want to do any other research.
We just gave him the credit for...
That credit ended when he sells that property, though. That's the way I'm understanding it.
Right, but we also just gave him the credit for the...
5-year thing?
No, for the blighted, for improving a blighted area. We just gave him all that.
He only paid half of the fees.
Well, that would end.
And the taxes was in on that, right? Yeah, the taxes were in on that, too. So he didn't pay the full value of the taxes back then either.
Don't help him. Sorry.
Doing slowly moving.
I do have one thing that we have to go over is the...
We're not talking about that right now.
Oh. And then I also have another question that we have before we dismiss. Is we have open space throughout town, stormwater ponds and everything else, that have been assessed at fair market value if you could build a house on it. So I was asking CLT Janice what would be an appraisal or assessment on anything that's open space or used as stormwater pond, unbuildable for any type of reason. And what were you saying the fair market value should be? Or the fair assessment?
We would do maybe 5% of what the value would be if it were a buildable lot. So if you had it assessed at $100,000, we would only put the $5,000 on it. Because it's not buildable, it is there specifically as a storm drainage basin. You know, there's no use or utility for that land, so it's just minor.
But it's still something that they would have to have.
They have to have it there, yes, but it's not buildable.
No, it's not that it doesn't have any value. It has a value because the developer has to have it.
They do have to have it, but it shouldn't be valued as high as a buildable lot would be. I would say no more than 10%. You know, maybe you'd want to go 10%. Normally, in my experience, we go maybe between the 5%, 10%, something like that. But that would be the highest.
Knowing that now, what I would like to do now is anybody who has an open space, such as a lot of homeowner associations that are paying this fee, is to write them a letter with your guys' blessing saying basically you're been reassessed and lowered at 10% of the value because of this, effective immediately. Any past taxes, you'd have to come before the board next year if you'd like to.
No, don't put that.
Just here forward. Is that okay to do? And we do have one company that's been asking us, Carrick Realty, to do that previous. No? But to go for it? Okay, then I'll send everybody that I know that is open space and reevaluate them at 10% or 5?
I would say probably 10. I'd go the higher
10%.
Range. Yeah. We
didn't need a motion. They'll be happy.
Can we have a motion and all that on it?
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that James proceed with his plan there.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You got it. Okay, now we did receive this letter from Carl, so we do have to do something with it. It says in here 229, 231, that's the one we just talked about, up by Halpern Eyes, was assessed at $445,000. It is a commercial property. Here's the Main Street one.
For Main Street, is that like there's three parcels, but is it each one, James?
Is that medical building on at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the CNM, whoever wrote that letter, they said that they're only worth 50% of what they were in 2006, which is a kind of a loose statement based on what information.
And well, that's not a true statement
either.
There's
three in there.
I mean,
how did they do that?
The writer of that letter should be able to substantiate that. You can't just say, it's worth 50% of what was signed in 2006.
A house?
Oh, I don't know what these are. I'd have to look them up. They're all different tax map numbers.
That's Carl's building up by...
these three are all the same tax map numbers. And they were all the same there. So that's just one lot there.
So it's 445.
One's office buildings, the other's apartments.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's not three. He's not being...
No, because here's all the different tax map numbers. They're all the same.
So it's just $445,000 is what the one on Main Street is being assessed at. $445,000.
Did you appraise that one?
No, Diego did. Huh? CLT did. Diego did.
Okay.
Our company did, yes.
Okay.
I would say, you know, again, this is just a random, they're saying 50% without an appraisal to substantiate that. You need some proof.
This is 310. Yeah. Oh, that's at pizzeria place across the street. Right across the street is Tracy's.
So they need the appraiser for 2000
shopping center.
Yep.
I would say a current one to prove that it is at 50% of what they're being assessed at, yes.
I don't know. That's a beautiful building. I think it's worth it.
They'll sell it and make them function.
He ain't selling that for $225,000.
I don't know if this matters or not, but I was trying to find something in the area to say, okay, well, this piece of property was assessed at this. The shopping center where Tracy's Vines at, and the vet's office right across the street.
Yeah,
Freedom Plaza. That whole parcel was assessed at $867,000. That's an older area, and it is.
Area? Are you talking about the whole area? Isn't it a new daycare there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was assessed at $867 versus his one building there, which is a very nice building. I've been inside. It is very beautiful for $445.
And it's commercial, too.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it, like, very empty, too?
Very empty.
There's probably a property that's right. Closer to that. If you go down by the Wilmington Trust and across the street, they've got some, office, newer office. You know what I'm talking about? Go down Glenwood, and before you get to Wilmington Trust, there's a little newer commercial developments on the
Post
right.
Post-Overs, his old place.
That might be a better comp. I don't know. I'm just thinking that's an entire shopping center out there. It's not like an office building.
And what about that little piece that's over by Town and Country? Isn't that in?
Yeah, that's 1,000. Same thing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other one.
Okay. They're both made by Stover Homes at the time.
Okay. I know one Stover has right by
Pullman. Stover Builders.
Or are you talking about the one down by?
He's talking about the one at the bank.
I want me to try.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about the one in Town. No, you go back to Town and Country. Right. There's that nice little one built back there too.
Where's that one? Is that one in there?
1,000 Smyrna Clayton Boulevard.
Is that what it is?
Down by Town and Country? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, not by Town and Country. The one by down Expos? By Wilmington. Yeah.
Isn't that 310 North High Street?
300 through 350 North High Street.
Is that in there?
Really high.
What's that?
I'm saying that entire shopping
what's
center.
That
this is apartments and stores.
So that's why.
Which his building is
strip mall.
Four apartments upstairs and
that
business
was,
downstairs.
That was
really a series of little tiny box stores.
That is a 28 East Mount Vernon's one. Eight apartments.
Who has eight apartments? Carl's?
Yes.
Really?
28. And they're beautiful, too.
They're not eight apartments.
I've done all
okay.
His open
houses. Did somebody make a motion?
Pretty nice.
On that one?
They're beautiful. They are.
Hmm. He said there's eight apartments in there, plus the downstairs business part, right?
Is there eight apartments?
Oh, I never did tell that.
445
units. 10 units. 8 being residential.
That was at 1.1.
Until they bring proof in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's valued at what?
1.1.
A little low?
I think it's low.
That's the one by the Salvation Army, correct?
Yeah.
Every dime counts.
Oh, he just sold
think
that
it's
one.
Low?
I think he just
for
sold
that?
It.
But you're not a hard nose, though. I believe
well,
that you.
Know,
I would compare to
this. There's a philosophy on that.
I know.
Lincoln
I want to know what he.
10
paid.
Units. You're saying that it's worth $100,000 a unit. That's a push. That's in my opinion.
You don't think it's worth $100,000 a unit?
Which
like
one?
Two-bedroom apartments.
No, some are one.
Which
I mean,
one
and two?
That
what
is a push
about?
For one-bedroom apartments.
Sort of Sally's. Oh, we're Lincoln. Seven to $900 for the one bedrooms.
Yes, I don't think you go $100,000 a unit. Just
I don't know that they're filled. I think they're.
Is that count in the apartment?
And you have three commercials downstairs.
Three commercial.
Yeah, but still a stretch. How are you going to get $100,000 per unit for a one bedroom or two bedroom apartment? It just doesn't.
But wait a minute
sense.
Now. That wasn't taken into consideration. The three units downstairs, the three business units.
And you're also not thinking of now. You're thinking back in 2006.
So you want me to think back to 2000? That
yes.
Is definitely not a 1.1 million for 2006.
Yeah. Whatever that if that property was built back then, that's what we're saying it should have been worth. I say it should be worth more back then.
No way.
Yeah, because properties you couldn't buy a house for less than 250 around here. Now you can buy anything you want for 250.
Nah.
Well.
Yeah. Right.
The prices
yeah, but
haven't come down
then
yet.
He didn't have that
and
property.
And she also said
we're
that.
Assessing to back then at 2006 tables.
Valerie also said that he's looking to be reimbursed for the past years, right?
That was a presumption. I'm not.
Okay.
I told you.
He sold that one property, so he doesn't even own it now. So I don't know why he's coming in here asking for something he doesn't even own.
310.
350.
I'm working on a deal for the person who bought it from.
Yeah, North High.
The one that was sold at auction on
Mount Vernon and Lincoln.
Yeah, that's changed hands.
Okay, so what's the motion?
I make a motion that we leave it like it is until he can come in here with proof.
Yeah. The burden is on the owner. And probably it should come from the owner, not the previous owner.
That's only 388.
Right.
So we can't have the previous owner file an appeal for a current owner.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
As you know, because I'm trying to compare apples to something anyway. I just want to always try to be fair. And if the shopping center by Expos, the new one, right? That shopping center there is assessed at $388,000.
What?
Okay. His new place on Main Street, the medical mecca thing that didn't go through, is $445,000.
Okay. I'm saying that the North High Street extension is wrong.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. You want? Hi. Okay, never mind. Do we have a meeting at 7?
So we have a motion to leave it where it is and unless he can bring appraisals in. Was there a second?
I think the owner needs more information to present to us, correct?
Yeah. And they have to be the owner of the property. And we're not going back. Okay, let's do it in two things. Number one, should we go back in now? And we can tell you that he just came to council and got, I don't know if we gave him a refund or credit, for the town has a thing, if you take a property that's blighted and you tear it down and build something better, you can come to council and you can ask for half. We approved half. So he already's gotten half off of his taxes. He's already gotten that. And what is it, taxes and...
Electric 6 months for the when people move into the apartment. So is that the one we're talking about, or are we talking about the medical?
Either one of them.
It doesn't matter. Whenever somebody finally moves in, they'll get 6 months credit, yeah. But that'll go away if he sells the property.
But he got half off at the taxes.
I think it was there was a break in the taxes and then a break in his impact fees. I believe that's what it was,
yeah.
And that's what we give to all. Individuals that
do blighted properties. So he's already gotten a discount,
which could be like anywhere from $500 to $2,500.
And if I remember right, I think his was like $2,200, wasn't it, for the two of them?
I don't remember doing one that much, but
yeah, I think the two of them because it was so. Anyway, we had the motion to leave it where it is. Was there a second?
I don't.
Excuse me. Leave it where it is and have all appeals be presented by the owners.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and then the second part was he wanted to be reimbursed. You think?
Then
we'll leave that one out.
He said that in the thing. Isn't he saying that?
Does he?
He's saying that he wants to be reimbursed right here in this letter. He's saying that he wants to be reimbursed in the letter, right?
Or what?
Yeah. Well, no, that's if we go ahead and approve the requested changes, then the difference of the taxes paid be refunded. Yeah. So apparently he's already paid these, and if we change our mind, then he wants to be refunded the difference. Hey, James.
Anything else, James?
Yeah, we have one more thing. It's the senior citizens tax exemptions. 119 applications for senior citizens tax exemptions for 2010. Of those, one does not qualify because she is not 65 years of age. Four do not qualify because they are over the income limit. That leaves 114 applicants who meet the requirements as listed on the application. And I believe you all have a copy, correct? Mm-hmm. If you guys could make a motion on that so we can...
Make a motion we approve the senior tax exemption list for April 5th, 2010.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Ready to do business.
Three more minutes. Right? Are you here for the assessment?
You said three more minutes.
No. Council. When did it meet? 7:30?
He's always early.
Get a good seat. Not a bell tapper.
Okay, James. So in the future, we're going to try to schedule people in on times, right?
I'm going to go ahead and recommend that we change the ordinance the way it is proposed, the way it is now, and change it. Like, if you don't come to us ahead of time with what you're appealing, you're just going to have to do
it. Okay. And are you going to recommend to them to bring in something to back up their an appraisal or something to back up?
We'll actually put that in the ordinance.
Okay.
Give me a month or two, and I'll have a draft to you.
Okay.
Because I also want to change the way we do voters, too. The election board, the voting process.
Who are you? I knew you once upon a time. Didn't you used to be something or other?
Hey, doing great.
How are you, sir?
All right, I stopped and see you the other day. You were downstairs.
Yeah, I was there. Hey, Kim, how's the hand getting?
Good.
It's coming along good.
Okay. Technically, we have two more minutes, so we can.
That's good, right?
I think that's what he was saying. Like, we had to wait a couple minutes.
We need to make a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion
to
adjourn.
Second.
All right.
I'll stick around for a small hand.
Call from Sharon Hill.
Big hand.
I said something to Daryl this morning about it.
Oh, the water out of
yeah,
the
water out of Odd Fellas.
Yeah, they were still waiting to get a line across the highway to get back.
Is there a toilet in there?
I didn't think there was any bathroom in that little building.